Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on this Monday, April the 14th. Thanks for listening to AFR, American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and now Steve Paisley, Jordahl, joins us.
Good morning, everybody.
Rocking the Paisley on this Monday morning.
Yep.
Just like the green jacket for the Masters, Steve's going to have us going to wear his Paisley.
I won this Paisley shirt from my wife in a playoff.
Yeah.
That's funny. For Christmas money, right?
Yeah.
Playoff for Christmas money.
For Christmas. Christmas money.
All right,
hey,
I got ahead.
A commercial.
Yes, please do that.
Commercial. So I just want to remind, we probably have heard it, listeners, Activate Summit 2025. That is going to be this June, June 12th through the 14th at the Cadence Bank Conference Center here in Tupelo, Mississippi. There is also an Activate Kids program for ages 6 to 12. This has been very popular where the speakers, actually we have a children's or kids track. Now, what is Activate Summit? Well, most of you know that we have an Activate curriculum, which is worldview training. But once a year, we're going to have an Activate Summit in June to kind of highlight one of the topics covered by the curriculum. And this year, the Activate Summit is Biblical Bedrock, Building on the Authority of Scripture.
Say that fast, Ed.
Biblical Bedrock, Building on the Authority of Scripture.
Good job.
So that is going to be the subject. I will be speaking, but I'm probably last on the list. Abraham Hamilton III will be speaking. McFarland will
be
speaking.
You're on down the list.
I mean,
you're
last on the list like you're the keynote.
Sorry.
Is that what you're saying?
Frank Turek. who else? One more? Anyway, so it'll be, for the most part, folks, a stellar cast of speakers. So if you want to find out more, go to activate.afa.net. activate.afa.net/summit. You can register there. There is special pricing that ends this Friday. So get your tickets now before prices go up. So for more information, go to activate.afa.net/summit. All right.
Steve, you've traveled around.
Yep.
You and your wife travel around some, don't you?
Well,
you
we do
New
now.
Orleans and
yeah, we go yeah within the United States, and I've done a bunch of international travel.
We were in Huntsville, Alabama over the weekend.
Yeah, speaking of international,
they're getting the space center there. They're getting the new space, aren't they?
Are they getting more?
They're getting whatever the military space force I think it is called.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be based out of Huntsville.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have the U.S. Space and Rocket Center already.
Such a cool place.
Yeah,
I've never been there.
Oh my gosh, they have an actual Titan, like the Apollo 11
the booster,
and it's laid out long ways. And you walk from one end of the hall to the other, and it's like 300 yards. It's like massively big.
The rocket booster.
Whole rocket.
This is before boosters could kill you, right?
Yes. It was
bad joke, folks.
Anyway, we were there just for a night, but want to go back. We did drive to the historic district to see all they got houses like 200 years.
Wow.
100 to 200 years old.
I'm going to blame my wife on this one. I probably would have been to Huntsville to look at this stuff long ago, but my wife does not like museums. So what am I supposed to do?
This wasn't museums. This was like neighborhoods. You could walk down the street and see it. But anyway, I just want to say that they have a beautiful city there. And
yeah.
A lot of great stuff going on in Huntsville, Alabama. So you said they got it. The Space Force is going to be based out of there.
They've made the decision that's what Colorado Springs has been like the epicenter of all military things for some reason. And
it's the Air Force Academy.
Yeah. Well, the Air Force Academy, they've got Carson, they've got Peterson, they've got the mountain place in there. They've got five bases surrounding Colorado Springs.
Right.
And one of them, I remember I went out during Christmas. They asked a group that I was with, kind of madrigal singers like one of the guys in the costumes that sing Christmas carols.
Yeah.
We went out to the Space Force headquarters and stood in a hallway and sang to people as they went by.
Oh. Huh.
So I didn't get to
whether
see
they want whether they wanted they to or not.
No choice.
So, all right.
Yeah.
By the way, Steve, one of the top stories in the news right now we were talking about before the break is El Salvador president. What's the gentleman's name?
His name is
Bukele.
Nayib Bukele.
Okay. This is a stroke of genius, okay, by President Trump and his team. This relationship we have with El Salvador now. Of course, El Salvador is a country in Central America, so not too far in terms of a jet flight, right?
Yeah.
From the U.S. I think there's 6 million people or so, is what I was reading. Now, but here's why I say this is the policy that is a stroke of genius. These gang members, or these cartel members from Central America, Mexico, and South America, all right, that are selling drugs, fentanyl and other drugs, and involved in illicit activities across America, as gangs are prone to do, right? Well, what he's doing, President Trump and his team, they are rounding up these people. They're not U.S. citizens, okay? They're not U.S. citizens. So they're rounding up these non-U.S. citizens. If they're U.S. citizens, I guess they're, and they bust them, they try them and imprison them here, maybe. But what I'm saying is they're sending them to El Salvador, thus the prisons down there, prisons. Thus the meeting today at the White House by President Trump with the president of El Salvador. So this relate. So and the this where they go down there to El Salvador. That is a bad prison. You don't want to be in that prison, right? This is where you see all these guys with their heads shaven and they're shackled a lot of the time, and it's just you don't want to go there.
Call and it. They're crammed in.
It's 20 at a time or something. It doesn't meet U.S. standards,
right,
for incarceration. Okay, but what Trump is doing and his team again is rounding up these people and sending them down there. That's not going to take too many of these examples, because the word is going to get back to the gang members, cartel members in the U.S. who are operating in the U.S. If you get caught in the U.S. and ICE catches you, you're going to be potentially shipped down to El Salvador, never to be heard from again, so to speak. That's going to deter. You see how that?
Right.
That's going to deter a lot of drug sales and gang activities and other forms of criminal activity that gangs and cartels are prone to be involved in, like the mafia of old, so to speak. So that's to me, this is a winner for President Trump today. Today, meeting with the El Salvador president and getting to publicize what I've just said.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And finding people, like-minded people in our own hemisphere is important. A lot of the kind of cultural Marxism has been in Latin America for a long time. And I think it seems like a lot of people there are tired of it. And
they're not going to take it anymore.
Yes. So the president here of El Salvador, Bukele, he's very popular in Central America. I hope a lot of more of the countries go in that direction.
Yeah. I've been watching this a little bit. I haven't been able to focus on it, but I have been a little bit. A couple impressions. Mr. Bukele has excellent English. You could hardly tell, hardly an accent. The press is in there as we speak, and one of the questions was to President Trump, are you going to get this guy back? There's one person that people think they got down there illegally or wrongly, and they want him back. And Stephen Miller, the advisor to the president, was standing in the middle of the press and gave a lecture on international politics, and it ended up telling the press, if you have to ask about that, ask Mr. Bukele. And they did. And he said, I don't know, I probably can't, I'd have to smuggle him out or something like that. But so he's not coming back courtesy of them. And then Trump, they were talking, Mr. Trump said, a reporter asked President Trump, how many of these illegal alien criminals, gang members, are you going to send down there? As many as possible. I might ask Mr. Bukele to build some more prisons.
Well, you know, for someone like Bukele, President Bukele, I'm sure the U.S. is going to be footing the bill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's jobs for the El Salvadoran people.
Yeah.
And it's jobs to staff these prisons. And I'm sure the U.S. will continue to fund some of these prisoners who are there. It's almost like, you know, you see some of these superhero movies where they have, like, floating prisons in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
Where you put your hardened criminals so they can't escape and, you know, break in next door. This El Salvador could be our floating prison.
What do the Democrats do with this issue that we're talking about here today? In other words, is there a Democrat response to this?
Yes.
To Trump sending the gang members to El Salvador?
Yes.
What is it, Ed?
It is that you are violating the rights of these individuals that you are shipping to El Salvador, to this prison, without actually knowing whether they are members of a gang or not. They have no hearings, no judge to decide whether they've broken the law. This is a violation of constitutional rights.
So the Democrats would be saying you need to a public defender needs to be provided for thousands and thousands.
Yes.
Each one of these, and they need to languish in the U.S. Well, they're not going to be languishing. They're going to need to be out on no cash bail.
Yeah.
So, in other words, do nothing.
Yeah, and they need to be languishing. This process needs to go on until a Democrat is elected.
Okay, then that's doing nothing.
Yes.
In essence, that's protecting the criminals. That's where the Democrats come down on this.
Right.
I would hope it's not that they're going to appoint a public defender, because that would take forever for that guy to get
there. Well, that's their point.
If these were U.S. citizens, I would agree with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you have constitutional due process.
Right.
But when you're not a citizen and you're just floating around in our country, we or whoever has the right to deport you.
Yes, and if Venezuela won't take members of Trende Aragua.
And El Salvador will.
And El Salvador will.
Yeah. One other observation that from this meeting, and I didn't hear the context, and, well, perhaps there was no context at all, but I heard President Trump say, I was just in my medical exam, and they took my mental acuity, and it was great. And the doctor said, we've never seen anyone with mental acuity like this.
You're going to have to work on your Trump.
Did he say that?
Imitation.
Yeah, except he said it with a better Trump voice.
But did he say we've never seen, a doctor said, did they say that?
You're being serious about that?
Yes, I'm being serious.
I've never seen anybody, probably my age. What he
said. Oh, me.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to accuse Trump of being too humble, are they?
No.
Well, you know, if you can,
it's funny how he wins.
You can back it up.
It's funny how he wins all the golf tournaments at all his golf courses.
Right. That would be me playing golf against you, except I wouldn't have to try to lose.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, I don't care. I don't care if he's humble or not.
He's getting the job done.
Getting the job done.
Yep.
So, anyway, we give him 5 stars on the controlling the border issue because that was one of his biggest issues running.
That may very well have that and judges,
right?
His first term and then maybe here in his second term, but the border that may very well have saved our country.
Yep,
he's handed a strip of land. I don't know how wide it is, but it's as long as Texas and the border,
right.
And given it to the U.S. military.
Yes,
and any illegal anybody that's crossing there has to contend not with Border Patrol, with the U.S. military. The justification is it's an invasion, and so he has given this strip of land to Pete Hegseth, basically.
Well, so, you know, ordinarily I'd be a little bit hesitant to have the military performing what is essentially, I understand the technicality that you're saying that Trump is talking about an invasion, but you have the military performing a law enforcement duty that's prohibited by law, the Posse Comitatus law. However,
What law?
Posse Comitatus.
Yeah. You can get that on Saturday night at there's a Mexican restaurant here.
Yes. Okay.
No, get with me off the air.
Yeah, the Posse Comitatus.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
It's so good. I believe that one's Possum Comitatus. Yeah. So that's different.
Oh, the little Mississippi joke there, are you?
Yeah.
It's a little one.
Taking a little dig at the redneck. Okay.
Now, the what I was going to say before we started talking about Mexican food, no, that's okay, is that there has been gunfire on the border.
Yeah.
And so, listen, President Trump's idea that this is an invasion and we are not going to cede control, there's been a lot of talk about these gangs controlling X number of miles into the U.S. on the border. So I'm in favor of deploying the military.
In this case, absolutely.
All right.
Let's talk these tariffs.
Tariffs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell them, Ed. Yes. What are we about to do?
Welcome to Tariff Talk. Tariff Talk. This is almost an hour. It's an hour and 20 minutes into the show.
Welcome to Tariff.
In a world.
You mean do the rest of it?
In a world with President Trump's tariffs, other countries shake in fear. In an outpost, yes, the edge of space.
I see Mel Gibson.
And now you're mixing it up without limits.
or what was that movie that Mel Gibson was in about the apocalyptic?
Oh, Mad Max?
Mad Max, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen any of the Mad Max movies, but you definitely want movie trailer voice on that.
Yes.
All right. This is serious, actually. Beijing has suspended exports of rare earth minerals and magnets that are crucial for anything tech in this country. So they're not sending us. Now, Americans could do without my smartwatch or my. What are we going to do if we can't build jets or laser targets?
What we do is we buy it through a third party.
Well,
it drives up the price some.
Let me give you the opinion of one of our friends, Bob McGinnis, who I talked to about this just a little bit ago. Cut 12.
This will impact high tech weapons. Certainly, as simple as your cell phone. Anything that has, microchips is impacted by rare earth metals. We have some of them, not all of them, but we have access to the same places that they do, the Chinese. That's why they're all over Africa, and they're exploiting the Congo and, a number of other places. Don't trust them for one second. They will lie, cheat, steal. They will not follow through. They never have, never will.
You don't
talking about the Chinese?
Yes.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I said it last week or the week before. I've been saying it for years. Never trust a commie. I sound and when I say that, I know I sound like my dad. But listen, this is many, many years of watching how communist countries operate. They do not have our best interests at heart, and we need to treat them that way.
I've heard from several sources, if we lose out, if we can no longer get access to rare earth minerals, it would tank our economy. I mean, we would.
It's not going to happen.
Well, no, because we
will buy them. We will have another country will buy them from China, and we'll buy them from them until we get our own.
We need to ramp up that. We do have a processing plant in California, and we do have some of these minerals here. And this was, by the way, also one of the negotiating points that President Trump had with Ukraine. Because Ukraine has a whole bunch of...
Greenland.
And Greenland, too.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I think part of the problem is, just like with oil prices, it's not just dependent on the price per barrel. Mm-hmm. The price per barrel of oil. It's also the gas prices at the pump are also a product of refining capacity. So you've got to have refineries that take the crude oil and can make it into various forms of gasoline or diesel or what have you. That affects the price, too. And with rare earth minerals, it's the same thing. Yeah. You got to have access to the actual minerals, but there's a processing that goes on that makes them usable for industry.
Yeah.
Do you guys know, some reason, I don't know if it was during COVID, this topic came up where we were discussing how many medications we got from China?
Oh yeah,
that Americans take. Do you remember this?
Yes,
I remember the number.
Now I don't know enough to comment about that. I just know at the time it was very concerning. We were talking about that, and I don't think it had anything. Well, I don't know. I've forgotten what the context was. Maybe it was at the time punishing China for releasing COVID on the world. Maybe that's what it was. And what if China decided to retaliate by saying, okay, then we'll just stop sending these medications to the United States?
Yeah, this from the Food and Drug Administration says the remaining. This is a partial. I don't want to click on it in case I get a pop-up ad. The remaining 72% of the API manufacturers, this is for pharmaceuticals, supplying the U.S. market were overseas. 13% are in China.
13% of the medicines that we take?
Yes.
So I wonder, would they actually be made in China and then shipped to the U.S.?
I think so.
Or are the ingredients in China and then we make them here? Drugs I'm talking about.
This from the New American article titled China Making Your Medicine. They say the truth is that America's dependence on a single country for active ingredients, raw materials, and chemical building blocks for so many essential medicines is a risk of epic proportions. That's no exaggeration. The communist behemoth is well on its way to controlling the global generic drug market. In June, International Business Times reported that though India still leads in generics, experts note that country receives some 80% of its raw ingredients from China. That means the key components to 90% of the prescription and over-the-counter meds Americans take are sourced from a country that our Department of Defense considers a major adversary.
Yeah, that's just foolish. And we got a glimpse of that during COVID and with the supply chain issues we had on other things, too. This is part of what drives President Trump. This is part of why he wants tariffs, because he wants America making the things, manufacturing the things that we absolutely cannot live without. If it's sneakers or the latest game or low-priced jeans, okay, fine. We can get those from China,
right?
But the things we absolutely Vietnam or something. But the things we absolutely need have to be made here.
Critical to our self defense.
Yes,
yep.
I mean that just makes sense to me.
No, I agree. We should. Hey, guess what? Scientists have finally figured out how to get rid of the mosquito epidemic.
How's that?
Well, they've got a new drug. It's called nitisinone. NITISINONE. And you inject it into your bloodstream, and when the mosquito bites and drinks your blood, as this, they die within 12 hours.
Oh, what could go wrong?
Nothing.
Something else. Something else to inject. Well, and
The mosquito gets COVID. One of the two.
Listen, after what we all went through with COVID, let me just say it in the vernacular: ain't no way that's going to happen. I mean, what are they going to do? Say, well, you got to get the shot or you can't work here or you can't fly.
I will tell you that in places like Africa where born diseases that are born by mosquitoes are rampant, it might make more sense.
That's true.
You know, I don't trust it.
How would you know that it actually worked? You like see a mosquito just fall off your arm?
Yeah, within 12 hours.
So they put little tracking bands on mosquitoes to fly away.
They have to have a real ID.
Yeah, that's right.
So we can track them.
Well, I can't wait to see this drug in a musical commercial. I've seen these musical commercials for drugs.
Yeah.
I'm changing my whatever.
Oh, yes.
ATV.
Whatever
it is. Anyway. And they dance around,
yes.
like a
that's like a diabetes
like a Broadway medicine, musical.
Yeah, when you're talking about.
That makes me want to buy it. All right. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Keep listening to American Family Radio. Take care.